Well, all five declared Democratic presidential candidates are going to take part in the Democratic Party's first debate tonight in Las Vegas. Ratings are not expected to be as high as they were in the first two Republican Party debates, in part because of two baseball playoff games tonight, but also because Donald Trump won't be in the room, although he says he will be live tweeting. Angela Rye is a Democratic strategist not aligned with any of the campaigns, and she joins us to look ahead to the debate. Angela, welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
It's great to have you. And I want to go through sort of your advice for each of these candidates, what they need to do. And let's start with Hillary Clinton.
Sure. I think with Hillary Clinton today, unlike what we saw for quite some time with the email issue, she just needs to own it. And as she has now on a few interviews, and just say, you know, I made mistakes. I relied on advice that was given to me. In hindsight, I should have done it very differently, perhaps exactly the same way that Colin Powell did it, which is to have one work account where you have all of your work emails and one personal account, which is just like the rest of the country, I would presume, just like so many of us. We definitely don't have servers in our basements.
But you think if she gets asked about the email
she
issue,
will get asked.
Which she will, you think she should address it and not try to pivot off of it and go on to her plan for college education or something like that?
I think that's 100% right. She just needs to stare it head on and then say, you know, now that we have this behind us, we know that this thing was political from the outset, maybe we can move on. I understand that what's in my emails is probably really interesting, but we've got some much larger problems to solve here in this country.
Okay, what about Bernie Sanders, who's been attracting these big crowds around the country and a lot of energy, especially among young people? What does he need to accomplish tonight?
I think tonight Bernie Sanders had it right when he said, let's not attack each other. He's coming across as being the front runner, even though he's still behind Hillary Clinton in several state polls. So him saying, let's not attack each other, focus on policy, is exactly right. But the one thing that I would advise Bernie Sanders' campaign is to pay attention to the large gap that exists for him and minority voters. He is getting beat badly in Nevada and in South Carolina because Hillary Clinton has a tight grip on black and brown voters. It is not sufficient anymore for Bernie Sanders to say, hey, I marched with Dr. King. It's now 2015. We've got some severe crises that exist for black and brown voters everywhere. What will you do, Bernie, to address those crises and have policy solutions that work for these communities?
Okay, what about Martin O'Malley, who the former governor of Maryland, the former mayor of Baltimore, who really has not been able to attract much attention throughout this entire campaign?
Right. And so tonight, I really believe, Jeremy, that he is going to be the one who comes out as the oratorical star. I think that he's going to say some great things. I don't know how different he's going to be on his policy positions, but I know that he is a very strong, charismatic speaker. I think from that standpoint alone, he will probably win this debate. The thing that Martin O'Malley is going to have to account for, and if I were one of the moderators, this is the thing I'd ask him. There's a poll that was released yesterday that says you are polling at a mere 4% in your home state where you not only served as a mayor of Baltimore, but you served two terms as governor. Explain that for us. That's a huge thing. In your home state, only 4%, you're in single digits in your home state. Why should the rest of the country support you? That's what I want to hear from Martin O'Malley.
And maybe we will. And what about Jim Webb, former senator from Virginia? We really haven't heard anything out of him throughout this entire campaign.
Not much at all. And I have to be honest with you, I'm not really surprised. I've never seen Jim Webb as a charismatic figure. Was always wondering how he was going to set himself apart. One thing that's the difference, he can say, you know, there are two of us up on this stage that used to be Republican, and maybe he can try to align himself with some blue collar workers that are a little more moderate or slightly more conservative than where you'd find a Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, and Martin O'Malley in that order. Maybe there's a pathway for him there, but I don't know. I haven't heard much either. I'll be really surprised if he performs well in this debate.
And Lincoln Chafee of Rhode Island, I just saw one piece of advice on Twitter for him, which was don't talk about the metric system, which is one of the things that he had brought up. He wants the U.S. to go to the metric system.
Yes, he should definitely steer clear from that. Same situation, former Republican, changed parties in 2013. If I were a moderator, I'd ask him what happened with the late shift and in policy, and how do you now see yourself as Democratic or progressive? Lincoln Chafee, I think, is another tough one. I don't really, and I'm surprised he made it to the debate stage and got that average of 1%, frankly. So I'm interested to see what he says as well.
And the candidate who will not be there, I guess he's not a candidate yet, and maybe will never be a candidate, Joe Biden, the vice president. Some people have talked about the idea that maybe he'll come in Vegas style, you know, descend from the ceiling with
like
the lights
flashing.
Right, exactly. But if the candidates are asked about him, what should they say?
they should be very complimentary. If President Obama were to run for a third term because it would be allowed per the Constitution, which we know it is not, he would probably win. Joe Biden is not creating any distance between himself and the president, and he really can't. I've been surprised at the number of things that Secretary Clinton has done to try to distinguish herself, including backing away from the TPP deal that she helped to negotiate. So I'm eager to see if there's any what we call shade thrown about him not being able to separate himself from the agenda, the pieces that progressives don't really love about what the president's done.
All right, Angela Rye, we'll check in with you tomorrow after this
Sounds good.
And see how things go. Democratic strategist Angela Rye, principal and CEO of Impact Strategies. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'd love to hear from you about what you would like the candidates to be asked at the debate tonight. You can let us know at hereandnow.org or shoot us a tweet at Jeremy Hobson at Here and Now Robin.